I've got a thing for peanut butter and banana sandwiches. Most days at lunch I have one, or two. I have no idea what makes me so crazy for these sandwiches. Truth be told, I don't care much for bananas on their own. They're rather plain, even boring. In the taste continuum, I'd put them between cauliflower and carrots. But set that banana in a thick layer of peanut butter, and suddenly it gets, well, I won't use the word exciting, but I can say it gets interesting and scrumptious. I don't know who dreamed up the peanut butter and banana sandwich, but that person deserves a medal. It's about as simple a sandwich as one can make. I checked the internet, and believe it or not, there are actual recipes for the thing. Nobody needs those. If you can name this sandwich, you can make it. Here you go. Ingredients. Peanut butter. Any amount, but more is better. One banana. Ripe is nice. Just past ripe is fine. Way past ripe isn't a problem either. This is a forgiving sandwich. Bread. Two slices. One knife, sharp or dull, doesn't matter. Directions. Step 1. Smear peanut butter on one slice of bread. 2. Cut banana onto other slice of bread. 3. Slap slices together. And you're done. Sure, you can gussy up the sandwich if you want. Lots of people like to drizzle honey in there. Fair enough. Some prefer mayonnaise on the banana side. That's a little fancy for me, but you do whatever works for you. I've even heard tell of people who add a leaf of lettuce, but in my view, that's just peculiar. I mean, why ruin a perfectly gooey lunch with a helpful green leaf? Elvis loved his PB&Bs. He preferred the banana mashed into a paste and the whole sandwich pan-fried in an entire stick of butter. They didn't call him the king for nothing. Since I have a peanut butter and banana sandwich for lunch every day, I suppose it's possible to get tired of the same old, same old. But we find comfort in the familiar, don't we? A pleasantness in knowing what's to come. Sure, surprises can be nice, but I think most of the time we like not being surprised. We're creatures of routine and predictability. For example, we all have our own special way of making coffee, and we tend to walk the same route around the neighborhood each evening. People have their preferred seats in restaurants and churches and theaters, even in their own living rooms. I know folks who have favorite rest areas on the interstate. We like being able to count on what we know. So I eat my sandwiches of peanut butter and banana. I know what I'm getting. It's not jazzy, for sure, but it's never disappointing. It's a meal that sticks to my ribs and the roof of my mouth.